The following is brought to you by the Yoga Sanctuary, located in downtown Punta Gorda, Florida. Learn more by visiting our website, www.theyogasanctuary.biz.
Greetings, and welcome to Talk 10 in our 10-part series of basic mindfulness and meditation instruction. In today's talk, we'll wrap things up with suggestions on meditation practice and where to go from here. The basics of this meditation practice are pretty simple, as I pointed out in the beginning. If meditating starts to feel too complicated and technique-oriented, just put all that aside and start over. Bring awareness to the sensation of the breath in the body by being curious, and when the mind wanders off, bring it back. The different techniques we've reviewed in yesterday's meditation are metaphors and examples I'm offering you to take or leave. If they work for you, great. If not, just go back to the breath. Continue to explore your experience and see what does work for you. Be curious, not critical. A common problem or obstacle to meditation is our relentlessly critical and evaluative mind. We sit down to meditate and create bad weather in our snow globe by analyzing whether or not we're doing it right. Evaluating whether or not we're doing a good job, whether or not a different technique might work better, whether or not blah, blah, blah. When this happens, simply recognize that. Wow, look at all that critical thinking. Then, let it go, bring awareness back to your anchor, to the breath, or whatever present moment bodily experience works for you. By doing this, you develop your own technique. And remember, the technique that works best for you one day may not work well another day. In fact, what works best for you may change during the course of a single sit. You may have a really agitated mind when you start, and it may be helpful for you to count breaths, labeling them 1, 2, in, out, rising, falling, or remind yourself that you're okay. Then, later in the same sit, awareness may settle easily on your anchor, and focus takes less effort. The opposite can happen too. You sit down and focus happens right away. Then later, your snow globe is back in that paint mixer. All of this is normal. Early in my practice, one of my teachers said something that really stuck with me. Meditate with the mind you have, not the mind you want. As a human, your mind will have obstacles to getting concentrated that tend to fall into 5 categories. Number 1, desires. Wanting something like food, a vacation, wanting the meditation to be over, and so on. Number 2 is aversions. Plotting revenge, hating meditation, wanting our discomfort or itch to go away, and so on. Number 3 is sleepiness or a lack of energy. That's pretty self-explanatory. Number 4, restlessness and worry. And number 5, doubt. Doubt the meditation will work, doubt that you're doing it right, doubt that a relationship will work out, or any number of things. For me, understanding that other people's minds get lost in the same nonsense as mine made me feel a little better. It isn't personal, and I'm not uniquely unfit for meditation practice. Everybody's mind does this, and has for over 2,500 years. Don't take it personally. Better yet, learn to work with it. Notice it. Observe it. Label it if it helps, then let it go and return to your anchor. Today's meditation will not be a guided one. It'll be 5 minutes of silence, beginning and ending with a bell. Some of you may have aversion to the use of bells for this. I'm using a bell for 2 reasons. First of all, I need to use something to let you know when the meditation starts and ends. And second, when I finished my UCLA training program as a mindfulness facilitator, they gave me a bell as a graduation gift. So please excuse the use of bells, and if it bothers you, label that irritation silently in your mind and go back to your anchor. As you practice this meditation stuff on your own, be curious. experiment and see what techniques work for you. And if you feel lost or aren't sure what to do, just go back to the breath in the body and start over. At the end of the 5-minute meditation, I'll make some suggestions on where you can go from here. Now that we're at the end of this series, I'd like to congratulate you for sticking with it. If you didn't finish the program in 10 consecutive days or missed a few days of meditation here and there, that's okay. As you go forward, just do your best. Meditation practice works best if you take some time to practice every day. Remember, it's a process of building a healthier momentum of mind. Even if you just do a minute or two, it makes a difference. When I started meditating, I was really motivated. My meditation practice started with 20 minutes a day, and after a month, I saw a big improvement in my stress level. Now, a typical meditation for me is around 20 to 40 minutes, depending. Experiment with different lengths of time, and feel free to download meditation timers from our website or check out meditation apps like Insight Timer, Calm, and Headspace. Even though this introductory series was short and basic, we still covered a fair amount of material. Feel free to review it a few times. I'm sure you'll pick up a little bit more each time through. If you do find this mindfulness meditation stuff useful and want to explore it in more depth, consider a full 6 or 8 week program. Talks, links, and other resources and content are available on our website. All our programs are designed to be portable and flexible. Also, consider sitting with a local group. Having others to share this experience is a big help, and groups usually have an experienced facilitator who can answer questions. Check it out, and don't be afraid to try different sitting groups if one group doesn't feel quite right for you. Different groups will have a different feel. If you have questions or you want to give feedback, please contact me at the link provided on our website. I travel regularly, but if you leave me a question, I will get back to you. As you go about your daily life, check in regularly. The breath is always available. Remember that all-important pause between stimulus and response. No pause, no choice. No choice, no freedom. When you find the momentum of your hectic life is keeping you agitated, don't just do something. Sit there. Thank you so much for putting in the effort and completing this introductory series. If you did find it useful, keep it up. Thanks again, be well, and be safe.